Good morning once again, and welcome to the Open Door Baptist Church, the men's prayer breakfast and Bible study. This is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. Today's devotion is going to be in the book of Haggai, depending on how you pronounce it there. I'm going to take the launching verse, so to speak, just to get you in the mind of what's going on here. Just two over here in Ezra, y'all don't have to turn now, I'll just read them. Then the prophet Haggai, the prophet Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, which began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Amen. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. Haggai, the title of today's devotion is Rebuke and Rebuild. Haggai was an Old Testament prophet, and as God's spokesperson, his job was to encourage the people that returned from Jerusalem to complete the job of rebuilding the temple. But he had a little work to do. He had to get next to the people because they was wanting to rebuild their own houses, you know, and they wasn't as concerned with rebuilding the temple as it was their own houses. So Haggai had to remind the people that they need to give as much priority to building, rebuilding the temple, God's work, God's temple. That if they did this, they made that the rebuilding God's temple their priority, that God would surely make sure that they prospered, so that they had to get their priorities in order. That's what Haggai's job was, so to speak. But the people, they had memories of the beautiful temple of Solomon still in the mind, and remember it got destroyed. So Haggai reassures the people that this temple would be even greater than that one. So he calls on the people to remain faithful to God's promises and enjoy all of his provisions, all the good things that God's got stored up for the people that love him. And to keep their hopes set on the coming of the Messiah and the eternal life in his kingdom and where peace and prosperity all prevail. That's what we're all looking forward to, ain't it? Right. Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, The people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. That's what the people said, wasn't it? Ezra 4:24, kind of along the same lines here. Then ceased the work of the house of God. The Jews were, I'm reading from Ezra over here. The Jews were forced to stop working on by King Artaxerxes, I believe is the way that you pronounce that. Then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Verse 3. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. The Lord said, Oh, is that right? The people says it's not time to rebuild. The Lord says, Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this in God's house lay waste?
Yeah, really.
Oh, my. That gets back to what I said a minute ago, you know, about people was more concerned with their own houses than there was the house of God. He's saying you want to build the, you know, live in your own seal means paneled houses, and let the house of the Lord go to waste. 2 Samuel 7:2, and the king, his King David, said unto Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within the curtains, dwelleth within the tent." Verse 5, "Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, but bring in a little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Think about the way you've been acting here. "Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord." Deuteronomy 28, I want to read you a little bit here about the blessings and cursings of disobedience to the Lord. "Thou shalt carry much seed into the field." This is about what I read here just a minute ago. "Carry much seed into the field that shall gather but very little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but neither shall drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine oil shall cast out." Verse 9. "You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow up on it." I blew it away, is what he's saying. "Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house." Chapter 2:16 of Haggai. "Since those days were when one came to get a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. But when that came to the press vat," that's a wine press, "for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. 2:17, the next verse. "I smote you with blasting and mildew, and with hail and all the labors of your hand, yet you turned not to me, saith the Lord." Blasting is a strong wind, a strong blowing, blinding wind. Verse 10, "Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from the dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit." Stayed means held, means withheld. Deuteronomy 28:23, "And thy heaven that is over all thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron." Verse 24, "And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder in the dust." Change the rain to dust. Praise God. "From heaven shall it become down upon thee, and until thou shall be destroyed." Verse 11, "Therefore the "and I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of your hands." Verse 17, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth," this is Elijah the Tishbite talking to Ahab, "as the Lord of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word," if you remember that story. Verse 12, "Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord thy God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord thy God had sent them." Psalms 19, the fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, the decisions of the Lord. The fear of the Lord means reverential worship and trust. It means inspiring, it means reverent, it means respectful, solemn, humble, polite, and it also means hate evil, too, don't it? Most of all, hate evil. Verse 13. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Matthew 28, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. 14, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah. They just needed a little motivating here, didn't they? Governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of God, their host. Amen. 15, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. Again, Ezra 5:2, this is part of the text, if you remember. Then rose up Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Josedek, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them that were prophets of God, helping them. The building had begun, hadn't it? Okay, moving on. Chapter 2. 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, speaking, speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and of Joshua, son of Josedek, high priest, and to the residue of the people. The residue of the people, that's the ones that's coming back to build the church from Babylon. And this is, and who is left among you so this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? It is not your eyes in comparison of it as nothing. In comparison, to see it as nothing, it seems like it's nothing. That's what he's saying here. Ezra 3:12. But many of the priests and Levites and the chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many shouted aloud to joy. Listen to this. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Praise God. Verse 4, now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong with Joshua, son of Josedek, high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 8:9, just saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were the days of the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple should be built. Verse 5, according to the word that I have covenanted with you, means promise, don't it? Covenant's a promise. As I promised you within you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. There's one of them 365 fear ye nots in it. Exodus 24:45, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. Amen. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Remember, I am the Lord thy God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Amen. Verse 6, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once It is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea on the dry land. Hebrews 12:26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. Here it is again. Verse 7, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill the house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Again, Zechariah 2:5, for I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory of the in the midst of her. Glory means shining brilliance, don't it? Majesty. Verse 8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. The glory of the new house shall be greater than the old. And the Lord of hosts, in this place I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, isn't it? Luke 2:14, amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Psalm 85, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Verse 9, the glory of this latter house, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, excuse me, and the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Now, I'm going to fast forward a little bit here. 10 through 19, it tells basically of God's message of cleansing and of blessing as well. In the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, no, not be holy if it touches any of these items. 13, then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. He said, yes. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures. Just read this, remember. But there were but 10. He come for 20, but there were but 10. When one came to the press vat to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there weren't but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Some people you just can't get through to, ain't you? Some you just can't. In spite of your best efforts, you just can't get through to them. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Think about this, what he's saying. In this seed yet in the barn, is this seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the wine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth, from this day I will bless you. Before all this harvest, I'm promising, is what the Lord is saying, ain't it? About done here. Verse 20 to 23 tells what Zerubbabel gets for his obedience. He's the servant of God. Isn't he? And again, the word of the Lord came to Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, "Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens again and the earth." Remember, we talked about shake the heavens over in 6 and 7? For the Lord, this says, Lord of hosts, yet once in a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Now I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Yet will I fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. 21 again. Speak to the Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Ezra 5:2. Once again, so Zerubbabel the governor and Joshua the priest urged the people to start working on the temple again, and God's prophet encouraged them. Little encouragement, exhortation. 22, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdom, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. Amen. And the horses and their riders shall come down, and everyone by the sword of his brother. Daniel 2:44, at the time of those things, the God of heaven will establish a kingdom that will never be destroyed. No other people will be permitted to rule it. It will smash all the other kingdoms. It'll break it, obviously. All the other kingdoms and put the end of them, put to end to them. But it will be established forever. Praise the Lord. Verse 23, in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, and the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. A signet is a seal, so to speak. Isaiah 43:10, you are my witness, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Now, getting to the symbol of royal authority, usually it's a ring in it. Or some kind of stamp. It kind of puts me into my mind of a stamp of a notary public. It's a seal. In these times, usually by a rich or important person, a king of some sort, a magistrate, and it's used to authenticate a document, like a signature today. But you see them, I don't know, maybe on the History Channel, or they may, after the document is all folded up, they'll look like they pull wax on it, you know, and then they'll put the seal on it, you know, and that seals it. That's the authentication of it. Isaiah 42, behold my servant, this is the Lord talking, who I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit on him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. So, Zerubbabel, for his obedience, he got paid right well, didn't he? I have chosen thee, said the Lord of hosts. I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my son, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord. I will make thee as a seal, for I have chosen thee. Those people that are sincere in God's work are encouraged, certainly continue on. God wants us to always do our best in His service, especially when we're working for Him, so to speak. He remains faithful to us, so at least we could do is return that, do likewise, and be faithful to Him, certainly. So it's just like Zerubbabel here was, and he received his reward for being a true and a faithful servant of the Lord. Now Haggai, he assured the the Jews that the glory of the temple that they're building would be a whole lot greater than that of the former temple of Solomon. He assured them that, and they shouldn't be discouraged in the work. We all don't need to be discouraged. Shouldn't even get tired of doing the work of the Lord, should we? Don't even get tired of it. And they should continue in their work, as we should. We're all working towards the same goal, so to speak, aren't we? And that same goal is of spending eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.